Blog Talk Radio.
This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with Apostle Tebow and Prophetess Tebow. This broadcast airs every Friday on My Gospel Soul at 12 p.m. Central Time. Bustin' Loose in Faith is a Seed of Faith evangelistic outreach ministry. We come to bring you word, praise, and inspiration. We want you to remember that without faith, it's impossible to please God. But with God, all things are possible. Make sure you share this show at 347-826-9424. Bustin' Loose in Faith ministers would love to hear from you. Now, let's get into our broadcast with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow, right here on My Gospel Soul.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to him this day, this night, and forevermore. In Jesus' precious and holy name we pray. All precious fathers, we approach the throne of grace. We come to you humbling ourselves and need thy mighty hand tonight. In the name of Jesus, Lord, as we get out of the way that you may have your way here in the name of Jesus. All precious fathers, in the precious name of Jesus, hiding behind Calvary's cross. Anoint these lips of clay. Use us, Father God, for thy glory in the name of Jesus. So let us increase the Spirit of the Lord in us with increase. Hide us behind Calvary's cross. Anoint these lips of clay. Use us, Father God, for thy glory. Prepare the people's heart to receive thy word in spirit and in truth. We bind up all technical difficulties, anything that will try to hinder the word of God from going forth in the name of Jesus. And Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. Thank you for answering prayers, honoring requests, but most of all for salvation to go forth, and that the kingdom of God may grow in 2022. And Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. If you have your Bible, I'd like you to open up to the book of Hebrew 11, verse 1, and also we'll be looking at Hebrew 11, verse 6. And the word of God reads in Hebrew 11, verse 1, that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrew 11 and 6 says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Here in Matthew 9, verse 29, the word of God reads, according to your faith, be it unto you. According to your faith, be it unto you. This is the word of God for the people of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and to the doers of his holy word. Brothers and sisters in Christ, here tonight, I want you to pray with us for us as we bring forth the word of God. Tonight we'll be talking about when God tests your faith, he is stretching you spiritually. When God tests your faith, he is stretching you spiritually. Brothers and sisters in Christ, on this Tuesday night, it may be raining on the outside, but the Son of the Living God, Jesus Christ, is reigning supreme in our hearts. Here we are talking about when God is testing your faith on an individual basis. He is stretching you spiritually. in areas that needs to be, hallelujah, in areas of our lives. Every demand that God makes of us is a test of our faith. Yes, Bible says again here in Matthew 9, verse 29, where Jesus was, hallelujah, had just healed people that needed to be made whole. And he told them, according to your faith, be it unto you. God will do his part. But when our faith is on display, when our true faith comes alive, it will determine how strong we are in faith. Child of God, what are you expecting God to do in your life? Again, according to Hebrews 11, verse 6, it says, for without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. We must seek the Lord while he may be found. Draw nigh to him as he draw nigh to us. Our faith must be in God, in Jesus, in the Holy Spirit, where all three agrees as one. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, our trust must be in God. The Bible says in Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6, but to trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct our path. Child of God, when God builds your faith by testing it or trying it, you see, faith is like a muscle. And when it is stretched and it is pulled, then it will develop. Beloved, you do not develop your faith by just sitting in a church, on a church pew, by just sitting on your, hallelujah, by just sitting. We must put works behind it, because faith without works is dead. We must mix our faith with our works in order to be effective for the kingdom of God. Bible says here in the book of James, chapter 1, verse 3, knowing this, that the trying, the testing of your faith produces patience, and let patience have a good work. Hallelujah. Believer of Christ, the testing of your faith develops perseverance so that you may become mature and complete. When God tests you, your faith, he is stretching you spiritually. So people of God, every day we have faith building opportunities here on planet Earth in 2022. You see, child of God, the God of the universe, the one that has all power in his hand, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, he tests our faith through difficulties, difficult times in our lives. You see, that trial, that problem, and pressures of life that you are going through, it is opportunities that God has set up for us in order for our faith, our genuine faith, to be tested. See, the word of God says in the book of 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 6 and 7, wherein you greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaveness through manifold temptation and the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perishes, though it be tested with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. So, beloved, nothing ever happened by accident in our lives as a follower of Jesus Christ. Remember this, that the trials and the problems and the difficulties that comes into our lives comes to test our faith and to prove our faith in the Lord. See, again here in the book of James, chapter 1, verse 2 and 3, it says, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptation or various trials, knowing this, that the trying, the testing of your faith worketh patience, and let patience have her good work. Child of God, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice, which means all the time, because God uses difficulties and he tests our faith and he builds it up, not in the easy times of life, but in the times of difficulties. Yes, beloved, child of God, faith is often a risk, and God tests our faith, and he does it through difficulties and hardship. He also does it through demand. The word demand means to ask for boldly or urgently. People of God, another way that God tests your faith is with the money, the dollar. See, the Bible says the love of money is the root of all evil. Money in itself is not evil, but what we do with it can become evil. That's why we got to be a good steward of God's money. Be a good steward of what the Lord have blessed us with, and to give to him what is due him, the tithes and offering. You see, my brothers and sisters in Christ, how much God can bless your life is determined by how faithful we are with what he has already put in our hands. You see, every time we take the time in obedience to write a check or to give freely of our tithes, which is 10% of our gross income, it is a test of faith. It is also determined by our obedience to what have been commanded of us. See, the word says in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 7 and 8, it says, therefore, as ye abound in everything, in faith, and speech, and knowledge, and in all diligence, and in your love to us, see that you always abound in that grace. Also, I speak not by commandment, but by occasion of the forwardness of others, and to prove the sincerity of our love. So, beloved, giving not only tests our faith, it also tests the sincerity of our love for the Lord. Every time we give to God, our faith will grow. Every time we give, it will break barriers and the grip of materialism in our lives. So again, my brothers and sisters in Christ, when God tests our faith, God is stretching us spiritually. He is allowing us to grow into maturity. He is helping us to walk in obedience to what is commanded of him for us. See, the Bible says in first, hallelujah, the Bible says, hallelujah, according to the word of God, to obey is better than sacrifice, and the hearken than the fat of rams. Here we see that God may use delay to build our faith. He may use of what we are believing him for, put a delay on it until we grow to the place to where we are capable to receive what he has in store for us. Here the word of God says in the book of Isaiah, chapter 64, verse 4, God acts on the behalf of those who wait on him. Yes, beloved, it pays for you to be patient. Just remember this. While you are waiting on the Lord, God is working on both ends. He is working during things behind the scene in your heart and in other people's heart that we cannot see. He is working while we are resting in him, casting our care upon him, because he cared it for us. See, the word stretch means to lengthen, to extend, or to spread, to make demand on one's capacity, to make the maximum use of something. Remember this, my brothers and sisters in Christ. When God is in the stretch it makes room for the miracle that he has in store. Bible says here in the book of Isaiah 54, verse 2, and also verse 3, the A clause of the verse says, enlarge the place of thy tent, and let them stretch forth the curtains of thy habitations. Spare not, letting thy cords, for strengthening thy stakes, that thou shalt break forth on the right hand and on the left. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we serve a God that sits high and look low, that knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. We serve a God that is willing, ready, and able to meet our each and every need in our lives. So as believers of Christ, there are times that only, hallelujah, there are times that only becomes possible when we stretch out in faith and we make room for enlargement. Yes, these areas must include personal growth, provision, and meekness on our behalf. God may allow us in this season, in 2022, to meet new people that will cross our path and to have a transformation taking place in our lives. See, the Bible says in Romans 12, verse 1 and 2, brethren, by the mercy of God, that we present our bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of our minds, that we may know what the perfect will of God is for our lives. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, when God tests your faith. He is stretching you spiritually. When God personalizes your life and his hand is upon you, remember, many are called, but few are chosen. And we as born-again believers of Christ, we are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood. We are called for such a time as this. God have personally picked us, hallelujah, each and every one of us, before time begun. He have preordained for the blessings for us to walk in. But we as God's children, believers of Christ, we must walk in obedience to what the word of God is saying. Again, to obey is better than sacrifice, and the hearken than the fat of rams. Brothers and sisters in Christ, the stretching process is shift us out of our own comfort zone, where we can go beyond, hallelujah, the four walls of a building, our household, into the byways and the highways, and compel people to come to the saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, looking on to Jesus as the author and finisher of our faith, putting our focus on the Lord. Look onto the hills from which cometh our help. Our help cometh from God, the God, hallelujah, that has all power in his hand, the God that neither slumber nor sleep. We are thankful tonight and grateful that our faith is genuine. Our faith is being tested, is being proven, hallelujah, in 2022. Yes, beloved, God is shifting you into position for the promise that you have been praying for. Yes, in God's timing, when he sees fit, when he sees that you are ready for the answer to be released, God in his time, he's not a God that's too early or too late. He's a God that comes in on time. So, beloved of Christ, don't panic. In order for God to shift you into the position that he has ordained for you, he has to shift you out of conditions that prevents you, that prevent the shift from taking place. You see, God is putting periods where you had question marks. God is closing wrong doors to wrong people and open up new doors in order to meet new people. People that he has ordained for you to meet. People that he has placed upon their heart to help you to go on with the works of the Lord. So child of God, when you are in a God-given, in a Godship, keep people on a need-to-know basis. Keep your Godship on the divine loop, because God knows what he's doing. And stretching your faith, stretching out in faith, walking in obedience, is a blessing that God has in store with your name on it. The believer of Christ, stretching out on a spiritual basis, is something God wants to do in your life. As he stretches your faith, he will mold you into the image of his son, Jesus Christ, who is Lord of lords and King of kings. So beloved, to have your faith stretched means that you need to learn. You need to learn what's going on in the spiritual realm, how to be flexible and bendable in the hands of an almighty God. Child of God, if God is stretching your faith, it is because because he knows what's best for you. So what we need to do as believers of Christ is to cooperate with him in the stretching process. Tell him about your life as well as mine. And our faith is either won or lost in the stretching process that is taking place on an individual basis. Yes, it is in the final stretch that your destiny is determined. Our maturity in the Lord, our maturity in the faith, it happens in the stretching of our faith. When God bends you, he will not break you. When God stretches you, he will not snap you. So we have to always be mindful of this. According to Isaiah 55, verse 8 and 9. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Here, my brothers and sisters in Christ, God is letting us know that he is awesome. He has no rivalry. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. His ways are higher than our ways. When we, as individuals, as human beings, when we think a thought in our little finite minds, God already knows it. Because he's the one that have placed the thoughts in our lives. For the heavens are higher than the earth. Yes, God lives in heaven. And we are down here where he knows the beginning, the ending before the beginning. He knows the destiny he has in store for us. So we as born-again believers of Christ must walk in obedience and move out on the instruction that is given. Do it quickly and in a hurry. Don't let doubt, fear, and unbelief creep into our lives, because we're standing on God's word. It says in 2 Timothy 1 and 7, for God hasn't given us the spirit of fear, but of love, of power, and of a sound mind. We serve a God that loves us, a God that wants to see us making more than we do ourselves. So we must look on to Jesus, who is our intercessor, sitting at the right hand of the Father, interceding for us in heaven above. Jesus Christ is our set example that we must follow. He is the one. He is our trailblazer. He is the one that have set the example for us to follow. So we as children of the Most High God must stretch out in faith. Praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. Indeed, we need him. We need him 24/7. Amen. Because he is an awesome God. He is a good God. Even during this pandemic, God is still good. Even though there are things and times when life gets a little bit tough, difficulties up. Hallelujah. Living in a time and a season where things are uncertainty. Every time we look around, there's something that is going on throughout the world. But our faith and our hope has to be in God. The God of the universe, the one that made heaven and earth, the one that still is sits on the throne and still has everything in control. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, during these times of uncertainty, during these times of difficulties, during these times of wars and rumors of wars, and diverse things happening all over, the chaos that is taking place. We still serve a God that is able, willing, and ready to deliver us, to meet our each and every need. And we are grateful and thankful for him. We pray each and every day for his divine protection, that he would loose forth by his grace upon our lives, his divine protection, that the angels of the Lord would encamp around those that love him. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Again, tonight, through the use of the internet, here we are teaching and preaching on a local level and being able to reach on a global level. And for that, we consider it a privilege to be able to lift up that name that's above every other name. And that is the name of Jesus. I thank God for my wife that is here with me, touching and agreeing with me as we go forth doing the Lord's work. Because two is better than one. One can put 1,000 to flight, but two can put 10,000 to flight. We're talking about demon spirits. And we know that the devil, he goes as a roaring lion, seeking who he may devour. The Bible says in John 10:10, he come to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But Jesus came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. So again, tonight we are thankful for everyone that have tuned in, for everyone that will be listening to the teaching at a later date. We just pray and touch and agree with you according to God's will for your life. And whatever you are believing him for, based on the word of God that says, if any two of us come in agreement as touching anything here on earth, it'll be done by our heavenly Father, which is in heaven. Remember this, that God is a God that is on time. Sometimes we don't understand why our prayers is not being answered, why our requests are not being honored at a time table that we have set in our minds and in our lives to be met. But God knows you better than you do yourself. So God knows what is best for each and every one of us individually. God will, hallelujah, he's no respecter of person. What he did for one, he'll do for another. But we as born again believers of Christ must stay, hallelujah, must stay tied up, wrapped up, tangled up in the things of God. Hallelujah. We must put him first in our lives, according to what the word of God is saying in Matthew 6:33. Seek first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and everything else shall be added. So again, tonight, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we're talking about when God tests your faith, he is stretching you spiritually. Yes, your faith will be tested. Your faith will be tried. But we must have the confidence of knowing that if God be for us, who or what can be against us? Child of God, like a rubber band, you are not effective until you are stripped. Yes, Bible says here in the book of Philippians, chapter 2, verse 13, it is God who worketh in you both to will and to do for his good pleasure. It is God, not us. It is God who worketh in you both to will and to do for his good pleasure. So we were created in the image of God. We were created for God's purpose. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, beloved, God stretches us into what he has designed for us. So we need to cooperate with him in 2022 by making a conscious decision, choice to walk in his ways, by seeking first his kingdom and becoming everything that God have created us for us to be. You see, when God is testing your faith, he is stretching you on a spiritual basis. Believer of Christ, the purpose for testing your faith is for your perseverance to grow, for us to grow into maturity, for us to blossom where we are planted. Hallelujah. Child of God, when you are rooted in Christ, it doesn't matter where you are planted. Because, beloved, like Jacob, you may be planted in Pharaoh's prison, but you can still rise and become great as second in command of the kingdom that Pharaoh was king over. Also, like Daniel, you may be planted in the lion's den, but you can rise above and become the advisor of the king of Persia. Yes, God is trying, testing your faith. He is stretching you. He is stretching you here at his hour. Another example also is like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. You may be planted in the fiery furnace, but you can still rise and witness to kings because God is with you. He did it for Daniel. He did it for Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego. He's no respected person. He did it for them. He can do it for you, even now in 2022. You know, the question may be asked, how do you respond to situations, circumstances that test your faith? Do you immediately give up, throw in the towel, or do you fix your eyes on Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith? So, beloved, do not let trials turn you away from your faith in God. Have faith in God. Remember, you don't have no troubles. All you need is to have faith in God and in his word and his promises, because all the promises of God is yea and amen in Christ Jesus. Remember, there's always two that the word of God says in the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 4, verse 17, by light afflictions, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Yes, beloved, God tests people to confirm their faith in him. Sure, we can be in a an atmosphere where the word of God is being preached, where faith comes alive, where we're pumped up in the things of God. But we must remember, collectively, it's good, but personally, after we come out of that type of atmosphere, we can be mindful of the fact that the enemy of our soul, the accuser of the brethren, will try to set up or try to cause setups to, in order that we may back up on what we are believing God for. But I stop by tonight in 2022 on a Tuesday night to encourage you to stay strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Remember what Isaiah 40 and 31 says, for those that wait on the Lord, he shall renew our strength. We shall mount up with wings as eagles. We shall run and not be weary. We shall walk and not faint. So, beloved, the best way to observe any instruction that God gives is, as a test of our faith, is to do what God has commanded us to do. The Bible says in the book of James, chapter 2, verse 18 and 19, yea, a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith, my works. Thou believest that there is one God. Thou do as well. The devils also believe and tremble. So we, as born-again believers of Christ, we must walk out our faith walk by faith. We must take upon ourselves to come to the place in life where our mind is made up, our heart is fixed, that the world is before us, that the world is behind us, and the cross is before us, walking towards, hallelujah, keeping our eyes on things above and not beneath, thinking on good things, on things that appear, of things of a good report, things above and not beneath, where God our Father sits on the throne, and Jesus, the Son of God, is sitting at the right hand, interceding for us as our great intercessor. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, when God tests your faith, he is stretching you spiritually. God wants us to grow. He wants us to move out, hallelujah, and do more for him in 2022. So child of God, remember this always, that in life, you are here on planet Earth for a temporary time. You are here with a temporary assignment to accomplish. Remember that life is a test. It is a time when you discover things about yourself. Also, through God's testing, you can also learn some things about yourself. You realize that you can't do nothing without the Lord's help. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 13, verse 5, let's examine ourselves. Examine yourself to see whether you are in the faith. Test your own self. Hallelujah. Each and every day on a daily basis. Also here in the book of Luke, chapter 17, verse 5, and the apostle said unto the Lord, increase our faith. Yes, beloved, God builds our faith by testing it. Believers of Christ, remember what Hebrew 11, verse 1 says, that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You see, your faith, beloved, is always both active and current, because it says now, now faith, not yesterday's faith, not tomorrow's faith, but now faith is active. Now faith is current. Faith creates a sense of expectation, a hope that lies within us to go on a little bit further in the things of God, to reach out, hallelujah, in faith on God's promises. Because we know that God is not a man that he should lie, or the son of man that he should repent. He's a God that is able, willing, and ready to meet our each and every need. So, beloved, God can use whatever storm in your life, natural or even spiritually, to test our faith, because storms in our lives will rattle our cage of convenience and will rock our world of comfort. Storms are personal, purposeful, and powerful in moving us to the next level in our spiritual journey with God. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, ain't no need for us to complain. Ain't no need for us to, hallelujah, to start looking, turning back. This is the time to press on. I'm reminded of what the Apostle Paul said. Hallelujah. Forgetting those things behind and pushing forward to that place, pushing forward in the things of God, because we know that as we draw nigh to him, he will draw nigh to us. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, in moving forward in order to get to the next level in our spiritual journey with God, we must do it all by faith. Because everything we get from God is by faith. The air that we breathe is by faith. Hallelujah. Everything that we rely on is by faith. Our needs in our lives being met, according to Romans 4, verse 19. But our God shall supply our each and every need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Yes, we must look on to Jesus as the author and finisher of our faith. So people of God, we have raised a generation that is coming behind us, a generation of people who cannot deal with delayed fulfillment in their lives. Everything according to them must be done quick and in a hurry right now. Believers of Christ, real faith, real genuine faith. It is proven in the furnace of affliction and in the times of adversity. So child of God, when hard times happen, the natural, the true nature of our faith will be revealed. Yes, it's easy to say that I trust God. It's easy to say that I love the Lord when all things is right there given to us. But when trials and tribulations come, and they will, there will be times where we have to stretch out in faith and believe God. We may not see it, but we have to believe it, that he shall bring it to pass, that the manifestation will take place in 2022. Here, the book of Psalms says in Psalms 139:24, and see if there be any wickedness in me, and learn, and lead me in the way everlasting. Psalms 139, verse 23 says, search me, O Lord, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. Psalms 139, verse 24. And see if there be any wicked things in me, and lead me in the way of everlasting. Here, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we must abide according to God's word. As we abide in him and he abide in us, we must allow him to search our hearts. Search our heart in order to know what is in our heart, so he may trial us and he'll know our thoughts and see if there be any wicked things in us. We must allow the Holy Spirit of God that abides in us as born-again believers of Christ to reveal to us, according to the leadership of the Holy Spirit, as he searches the crevices, the deep thing in our heart, and he revealed it to us. Let us repent on an individual basis. Hallelujah. Humbling ourselves, coming to him on bended knees and bow down head and letting them know how sorry we are for the sins that we have committed. Because we know according to the word of God that sins will take us further than we want to go, keep us longer than we want to stay. Hallelujah. But the wages of sin is death. When God is testing our faith, he is stretching us on a spiritual basis. So beloved, your trials are designed just for you. Child of God, God reminds us that trials are a necessary part of our spiritual growth, and that there is a blessing reserved for us, the ones who respond rightfully without blaming God, especially when hard times come. Remember, God is not on trial, but your trial, you are. Hallelujah. So we as born-again believers of Christ, let us stay faithful to what God asks us to do. Let us pray in our secret closet on a daily basis. Pray, seek the Lord's faith for his instruction, but on a daily basis. And once we talk to him, let us be sensitive enough, hallelujah, to stay in his presence, to hear the instruction, and then quickly follow it according to what it said. God loves us. Oh, yes, he does. He loves us beyond what we can say or do, and especially during this time. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. Amen. And amen.
Amen. Thank you, Apostle, for that word. We pray that you've heard something that you can use in your everyday life. And if so, please share the number, 347-826-9424, with your family and friends and have them join you as you join us every Tuesday and every Friday evening, Central Standard Time. Should you have questions, comments, or topics you'd like to hear discussed, you may write to us at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Again, that's P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Please address to Dudley, D-U-D-L-E-Y, Tebow, T-H-I, B as in boy, E-A-U-X as x-ray, or Lisa Tebow. We'd love to hear from you. Again, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate your support, and we hope to be with you again, God willing, Friday evening at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. God bless.